Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Here's a Murph. On the show today, we have one of the first ever country music artists we've ever talked with on the show, stepping back by after almost 3 years. It'll be fun to catch up with Brittany Bexton and see what else he's been up to. We've definitely got 3 years worth of stuff to talk about. I've got my lovely co-host Jasmine with me, so let's do this. Hey, Jazz, what's up?
Hey, Cody. Nothing much. Just waiting to talk to Brittany.
I think with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Brittany Bexton back to the show.
Can you hear me? Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Brittany. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a long time.
I know. It's been ages since I've talked to you last, except for social media, of course.
Right. And I figured I'd start the show off with a little old school song of yours.
Hey, that one's still sort of fresh. I mean, that was my last EP, so we're getting ready to work on a new one. But that's still my most recent recording, so.
Right. Before we start things off today, We've got a caller on the line for you.
Okay.
All right. Hold on 1 second. All right, Craig, you're on, buddy.
Oh, hi, Cody. Hello, Miss Beckton.
Hi, Craig.
Hi. Hi, Jasmine. Just wanted to get that in. How are you doing today, Brittany?
Pretty good. Busy. Just got home for the show.
trust me, this is a show much worthwhile being on. I wanted to ask you one question, which I know about a little bit, but maybe I wanted to ask if would you be all right explaining how your came up with your Believe It Again campaign, where the idea came from, and how you were able to develop into something great, what it is now?
The Believe Again campaign as a whole, like the project that I want to do with it, or the music itself, or everything?
Anything. It's a pretty broad question, like how you came up with the idea, you know, how you came up with the idea and the concept, and how you were able to expand it with the music itself, the song. I know it's a big question. I mean, whatever response
it is.
To that.
I'm trying to figure out, I guess, you know, how do you eat a cow one bite at a time? Or an elephant, I guess, is the actual term. Whatever. You know, I don't eat elephants, so.
Neither do I.
For those of you who are just joining us and don't know anything about the Believe Again campaign, what Craig's asking about, I just launched a fundraiser campaign to raise money to record my newest CD, or album, I should say. We're raising money for that now. I've recorded one song for the album already, the first single. We finished recording that in the fall was when we got the final mix and master back. Currently, that is not available to the public. Only campaign contributors get to hear it. So everybody who's contributed to the campaign thus far has heard that song and has it in their personal library, but it hasn't been released publicly otherwise. As far as my idea for it. You know, I write all the time, so I've been writing like crazy this year and the last year, but you know, I always write with my next project in mind, like what do I want to say, what's something that's on my heart. And, you know, I don't necessarily always have a theme for a project. Sometimes it's just writing what's on my heart and piecing the songs together that I think best fit together and best sort of tell a story together to put together the album, right? Because I write all the time. But Believe Again, which is the first single on this album, I wrote in March, at the end of March. And for those of you who don't know, this is sort of a little common knowledge now because I've shared a little bit on my blog, on my website, and that's part of this Believe Again project, but I have PTSD from being in an abusive relationship. Now, I've been out of it for years, but what a lot of people don't realize is when you've gone through abuse, even psychological abuse, it's actually pretty common to get PTSD afterwards. That day that we went into the writing room, I just thought, you know, I don't really know what I want to write today, except all I can think of to write is, I'm learning to believe again. So we ended up shortening the title to just Believe Again, but that's basically the song we wrote, you know. And I wrote it coming from a place of we've all been through really hard things. Everybody in this world has gone through something, you know. And when you come out of something really hard or when you're going through it, it can feel so hard to believe that God is with you, that God is good, that good things will come again, that good things will happen. And when you have PTSD, you can be doing really well and everything around can be going great, but something can trigger you and you can suddenly feel like the world's crashing down again, even though it's not. So it's really about kind of retraining your belief system to believe that good is possible, that good things can last and all of that. Anyway, that's kind of where the song came from. And this wasn't exactly a plan ahead of time. I knew starting this year off that I wanted to do a slightly different direction with my music. I wanted to be able to use it to help people in a broader way. Meaning, you know, not necessarily playing as many bars. Not that I am opposed to doing those shows. I still do them occasionally. But I wanted to sing for people that really needed the music, you know, not necessarily people just clinking their glasses in the bar. And I felt like, you know, music has the power to heal and do so many amazing things. And that's really part of why it was created. You know, they say when an emotion's too strong for words, you sing it. That's sort of the justification for musical, when you're like doing musical theater, is if you feel so strongly about something that words just aren't enough, you sing it. So music kind of has the power to touch people really deeply, and that's always been part of music to me. It's part of what I love about it. It's part of why I do what I do. So I knew I wanted to do more with that and incorporate that somehow in a program that I could take into schools potentially and work with kids while we were on the road. But that was kind of as far as I thought of it. And when we wrote Believe Again, I knew that night. Like, as soon as we wrote it, I was like, this song is my next single. I know this song is my next single. And then the other piece was, and I know I'm going to work on it with Robert, my friend Robert Venable. He's an amazing producer, works with a lot of Christian artists. He's worked with rock artists. His credits include 21 Pilots and Kelly Clarkson and Cutlass and just a number of awesome bands. And he's really good at what he does. So I was like, I know this is my next single. I know I'm supposed to work with Robert. Don't really know anything else yet. So he and I kind of started putting together the song, deciding on arrangement, started the recording process. And as we did that and it sort of grew into a bigger project, I realized that all of the songs that I've been writing in the last year or so kind of had this inspiring theme of really growing, breaking chains, growing beyond fear. They all had an inspirational tone, and a lot of them kind of tonally, or, you know, as far as the theme of them, related to PTSD, related to just getting stronger, breaking out of bad situations, healing, growing, and some of them related to domestic abuse. Anyway, I decided that we would use the new music to put together basically an awareness campaign. I don't know exactly how else to say it, but basically the project, once it's finished, is going to be used. I mean, it's going to be mainstream. It'll be a regular release. It'll be my music out, as always, but we're also going to use the new music to raise awareness for domestic abuse and PTSD. And initially, we'll be putting out videos that are kind of set up like PSAs. There'll be lyric videos with photos and things that relate to the subject, and then resources and such at the end. And hopefully, I'm going to be able to partner with a nonprofit or two to put together a program that we can take into churches, women's groups, schools, and other places. And by the way, I am not a person that believes that women are the only ones that get abused. I actually am a strong advocate for abuse survivors in general, because men get abused just as much as women. I only said women's groups because generally when you're speaking in a church, it's easier for me to reach a group of women than it would be for me to reach a group of men. Anyway, that's the project. That's where it came from. I know that it has the power to, you know, heal a lot of people, even just in promoting the campaign. It's amazing the stories that people have shared with me and the ways that people have opened up to me and told me that, you know, I've experienced that too. I want to know more about the project. So that's really cool. And on top of that, I just love the music that we're creating, and I'm really excited about that. Some of it's up-tempo and sassy and fun, and some of it is just, like, really raw and gritty and personal, and yeah. Anyway, I hope that answers your question. If I left something out in that really long-winded response, let me know.
Well, it was Well, Brittany, that was a wonderful response. It was meant to be a question/discussion almost, and it was a terrific answer. I just wanted to add one last thing that before Cody starts asking his questions. You are 100% right that it does apply to both genders, and I'm grateful that you know that, and so, and I think that's one reason why your campaign is going to be it's very successful. It just gradually, but it will be very successful when it's all said and done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you, Brittany. I look forward to speaking to you next soon when you have a chance. And thank you, Cody, for allowing me to be on your program.
Thanks, Craig. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Talk to you later. Thanks, Cody.
Have a good one. Thank you for calling, Craig.
I love Craig.
Yeah.
Craig is just great, isn't he? Craig is
Craig's
just great.
Craig's a good guy, for sure.
He is a good guy.
Anyway, I wanted to just say again, as I was listening to that, it reminded me of something that I went through a traumatic experience, buddy. It'll be a year, this coming March 15th, it'll be a year.
Wow.
And music, but the only thing I can say is music heals, you know. That's as simple as I can put it, music heals. I honestly did not think I would see my next birthday. That's how bad it came out. So, yeah.
Well, we're glad you're still here.
A 16 days in the intensive care. So, yeah, it's not bad. Yeah.
We're glad you're here, Jody. Well, that's something good that Brittany's doing, because I went through the same thing, similar to Brittany, before I came to Iowa. I left Texas with a guy who, he didn't physically do anything, but he verbally, mentally, and emotionally put me through a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And I was scared to even go home to my mom because he said some rude things to me about my family. And I'm glad to be in Iowa away from him, because I know that I'm safe here in Iowa and that I have my aunt who will protect me and everybody who I know that will protect me here in Iowa. And that's something good that you're doing, Brittany, and I congratulate you on it.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think a lot more people have gone through abuse than most people realize, so. And no one talks about it.
Nope. Yeah. And none of my family even know, except for my mom, what happened.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, first of all, how much I respect what you're doing. I just think it's just great. And how much respect I have for you.
Thank you.
And again, if you ever need anything from me or Jasmine or anything from the show, a promotion or anything, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Cody.
Yeah. Before we move on, there's another caller I want to get to, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay. 770, you're on. 770. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Did we lose that caller?
It says they're still on, but they're not saying anything. So maybe they got a little bit of stage fright.
Maybe.
Or maybe they left their phone for a second thinking they'd still be on hold.
Maybe, we'll come back to them in a minute. So I know Jasmine had a couple of fun questions to kind of lighten the mood here a little bit. So
uh-huh.
I take it away, Jazz.
Okay, so if you could go on like a lunch date or coffee date, who would you bring with you and why?
Is this like the anyone in the world, alive or dead?
Yeah, anyone, live or dead. Yeah.
Oh, I'd have to say Jesus at this point. I mean, you know, I would love to have a conversation about the world and life and why certain things are the way they are, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, how to stay as a light, even when you're going through rough things. And yeah, I mean, that would probably be it at this point in my life. Yeah.
And the other question is, if you could have one superpower in the entire world, what would you choose?
This is a good question. You know, I don't like this question because there is so much obligation that comes with superpowers, you know?
Yep.
Like, I'd like to say I would love the ability to just heal everybody, right? Be a magical healer. But then you have, like, the obligation to heal. And what if you're unable to heal certain people or you can't get to everybody? There's just this big burden that comes with that. But
right.
Yeah, probably if I could have any superpower, it would be that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is. Let me see. I know you said you're working on this campaign, and that's probably taking up a lot of your time. But is there plans for a touring coming up? Because I know touring season is about to kick off. So is there plans for a tour or are you just focused on this music?
I do have some shows on the calendar already. I'm working on some others. I will be touring. I'm not going to have as heavy a tour schedule as I had for the last, well, except for this last year, for the last, like, 4 years. I was pretty much touring full-time for 4 years, and I was on the road all over the place all the time. I'm not going to be touring as heavily. But I will be doing more this year than I did last year. I know I've already got a few dates on the calendar over in East Tennessee and Elizabethton at Jiggy Ray's. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting to hear back from the Fiddlers and Fiddleheads Festival. I believe I'm going to be playing that, but we don't have a time set yet. I'm going to be working on hopefully doing some special music nights in some churches in different places. So if you guys have churches that you know of that you would like to have me in, you know, and you know somebody at the church that you can connect me to, go ahead and do that. I'd love to play in your area. I'm working on, well, everything's up in the air right now. We're still handling booking, but we're in conversation with some fairs and some venues up north. So we will see. It's all still coming to fruition. But I definitely will be touring. I just can't give you any specifics quite yet.
Right. I understand. And speaking of festivals and stuff, there is a local festival around my area. It's called the Tennessee Soybean Festival. It's in Martin, Tennessee.
The Soybean Festival?
It's in Martin, Tennessee. It's mm-hmm. I want to say sometime in August, September or something. I'll miss you the details on the website and have people to contact if you want to play.
Yeah, that'd be great. Fairs and festivals are usually my favorite kind of shows. I've done some house concerts that were really enjoyable, and I'm excited to start singing some in churches and for small groups, too, because I think that's where some really special work can happen. But, yeah, definitely, any fairs and festivals you guys want me to hit up, I'm all for it.
Yep, I'll definitely get you the information. I think last year's headliners were Brothers Osborne, a bunch of big names. But they also do a smaller venues. It's like a Bonnaroo up in Manchester, Tennessee. It's like Bonnaroo kind of sorta. So it's pretty fun. So I'll send you that information definitely. So
I like Brothers Osborne. They're a good group.
They really are, and I was so proud to see him take home a deal of the year at the CMAs this last time. I was so proud of that.
Yeah, me too. I was really happy they did. I really, you know, I used to listen to country on the radio all the time. I just don't really anymore because I haven't enjoyed country as much.
Right.
But I really do like Brothers Osborne. They're one of the few artists that I've actually bought a CD for in the last few years. So
that's awesome.
They've got that kind of rich bluesy tone, so can't help it. I like it.
Jazz, do you have anything else?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Again, I wanted to thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to come in and do this with us.
Yeah, of course. And I realized we talked a lot about my campaign, but I didn't tell anybody where they can find me or my campaign or my music.
Right.
If you guys want to check out me in general, my blog, photos, tour schedule, all of that, all you have to do is go to BrittanyBextan.com, which is spelled BrittanyBex, like X-ray, T-O-N, BrittanyBextan.com. There is a campaign link there, but easiest way to get to the campaign, type in your browser, www.believeagain.club. Yes, club, not com, club, like, hey, I'm joining the club, believeagain.club. And that will take you straight to my campaign. So
okay.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really fun being on the show again, Cody.
Before we do go, there's one question that I was digging through my list of questions, and one question came up that we haven't talked about yet. How has a social media affected you in your career so far?
Oh, gosh, that's a big question. I mean, as an indie artist, social media is really the only way to build a career. I mean, the easiest way, that is, you can go out and play shows, but in order to stay connected with people, you have to have some way to do that. And at this point in time, every internet's time, you know? So, yes, you have email lists. I do that, do a monthly newsletter and such, but the day-to-day stuff that everybody wants to get is all social media. So, I mean, I would say that has the largest impact in some ways. I mean, obviously you need to be a good artist. You need to work your butt off, whatever, you know, work on becoming a better singer, work on becoming a better writer, better performer. But the reality is if you can't reach people, it doesn't matter how good you are. No one's going to see it or hear it. So, I mean, yeah, social media is really prime for indie artists because at this point, it's internet, online, and the radio. And country radio still does matter, you know, but there are a lot of genres where radio isn't as big a deal anymore, at least not typical radio. There's a lot of online radio, Pandora, streaming, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I don't even know how to quantify how social media has impacted, because it's just sort of like, well, what career would I have without it? You know?
Right. And I'm glad you brought that up because being the music fan that I am, Twitter is where I find 99.9% of my music now. It's from y'all. I mean, it's from the indie artist I follow or whatever, you know. So that's where I find 99% of my music now.
Awesome. Yeah. Word of mouth for me. I get SiriusXM. I have to admit, it's one thing I splurge on because I'm on the road a lot.
Right.
And it, you know, allows for some consistency.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I listen to Pandora and, you know, get recommendations from friends. So pretty much
right.
The same thing, I guess.
And you know me, I'm always out there. I'm always trying to say, the thing I've learned and the thing I don't get about music in general is there's good music out there. You just gotta take time to sit down and actually find it.
Yep. Yep.
And that's what I try to do. I mean, you send me out there on Twitter, I'll retweet, hey, I'm playing so and so place at so and so show, you know. I try and do that as much as possible.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I really think in a lot of ways, indie music is sort of ruling, you know, as far as
it is,
quality, there's quality indie music out there.
Oh, I agree.
And there's sort of an uprising of that. So definitely
mm-hmm.
sort of the underground way to find music.
Yep. I wanted to thank you again for doing this today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me on the show again. I love doing that.
And let's not wait 3 years to have you on again, okay? Let's not wait 3 years.
Yeah, hey, anytime you want me to come on the show, I'm happy to come on the show. I get so caught up in working on my music and life that it can be easy to forget to touch back in with you. So please, anytime you want me on the show, just let me know. I'm always happy to join you.
I was looking it up. I was like, has it really been 3 years since Brittany's been on the show? Holy crap.
You know, I think what's scarier is the fact that it's been 3 years and it feels like maybe a year because time is moving that fast.
I know. It feels like yesterday. I mean, seriously, it does. You know,
yeah, it's
I've been
crazy.
I've been doing this show for the past 5 years almost, and it feels like literally 2 minutes. You know.
Mhm. Yeah, it's crazy how fast time goes by.
Yes, it is. I think I'm gonna let you go, and I'll be talking to you on social media. Okay.
Okay. Great. Thanks for having me. You guys have a great night.
You too, Brittany.
All right. See you, Brittany.
Bye.
I adore that woman. I just adore her.
I love Brittany.
Just totally.
I love
There's
Brittany.
There's just no question about that. I think it's time that we do announcements real quick because we always do announcements around this time. Okay, let's see. This coming Friday, it's the 10th, I believe, we have the sixth episode of Indie Country Radio coming. And I can't believe we're already six episodes in to that particular show. That's just crazy to me. Let's see. That is the 10th. The 14th, we have a singer, Amanda Jones, from Amanda Jones and the Family Band.
I love Amanda.
I cannot wait for that one. And we have a rescheduled to tell you about. February 21st, we were supposed to have Alyssa Trahan, who is one of my favorite people in this entire world, but that show is being rescheduled until March 14th. So March 1st, we have a singer, Ashley Wineland, who's a brand new single actually drops that day. So that'll be great to get to talk with her about that.
I adore Ashley.
March 7th. This is a big one. This is my holy crap moment, you know. I have literally been trying to get a runaway angel on the show for years. I mean, probably ever since 2014. I get an email from them a few months ago, and they said I had asked about the possibility of having on the show on March 7th. And they said, consider yourself booked. So I stared at the email. I'm like, what is going on right now? Literally, what is happening right now? So a runaway angel on March 7th. And all of these shows are at 4:30 Central. And, of course, every Friday we have Indie Country Radio every single Friday. And that's at 4:30 Central, too. So, is there anything you want to add, Jess?
No, but I just wanted to say Runaway Angel is pretty incredible. They are amazing.
They really are.
And
they have
good music.
I cannot wait till March 7th. I just so cannot wait. They are... A Runaway Angel is on my dream guest list. So when I booked them, I was like, this is going to be awesome.
Right. And I sure and heck can't wait for Ashley Wineland to come on because I love Ashley. I've been following her, I think, 2013-14. And she's been one of my favorites. And I talked to her on social media, and she emails me every time, and we just start talking. And I actually bought a shirt from her, and she sent it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a poster, and she's just amazing.
She is. I've already there's several people that when I started the show, I said, I want this person, this person, and this person as like my bucket list of guests. I've already crossed two of them off. And when Runaway Angel comes on, that'll be number three. So, hey, I think I'm going to...
Go celebrate.
I will tell you later. I think I'm gonna let you go, and I'll wrap things up here. Okay.
Okay, Cody.
All right,
you have a good day.
All right, you too, girl.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented Miss Brittany Bexton. Brittany, I just adore Brittany. She's just great. I thank you guys. Heard all the announcements. So with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.